It's time for Arts Live and Local. Carol is still off on her adventure. This is Roger Rocca. I'll be sitting in this afternoon. On Arts Live and Local today, we'll be talking with Jack Harris of Fort George Brewery about the Northwest Brew Cup, which is going on right now. And then Charlie Schweigert and friends will be in to talk with us about the concert of all sorts. And finally, we'll get to meet Lorraine Penny, the fabled Lorraine Penny. So it promises to be a good program. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon. And if you're lucky, you're also indoors and out of the rain. This is one of the things that Jack and the Brew Cup people are keeping a close eye on because the rain has set in. Forecasters are looking for a quarter to a half inch today, with highs around 60, overnight lows in the 50s, and a little breezy, but not too bad. But a high wind watch will be in effect from tomorrow morning through tomorrow evening, and they're looking for some pretty good gusts. 1/2 to 1.5 inches of rain, highs 60 to 65, southwest wind 15 to 25, then increasing to 25 to 35 in the afternoon, with gusts maybe as high as, they're saying, 80 miles an hour, if you can believe that. Overnight lows will be in the mid-50s. Sunday, more rain, heaviest in the morning with continued strong winds, southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Daytime highs in the low 60s and overnight lows in the low 50s. So the folks in town make great beer, but they obviously don't have an in with the weatherman. We'll be talking with Jack in just a moment. Let's play one song first. This is from a woman who was in town recently, and she reminds me a little bit of Storm Large, a woman with a great big voice and a heck of a lot of talent. So let's hear from her, and then we'll talk with Jack.
I wanna love you, so, so bad. I wanna love you, give you everything I have. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Touch you, get my nails running down your back. Ooh, ooh, oh yeah. You got me shaking, got me begging for more. You got me strung out on your kiss. You know.
That's I Want to Love You by a woman who goes by a single name, Cooper. And be okay with me if she decided to come back and play in our area again, because she's pretty darn good. Well, September is usually the month that we kind of count on for our nicest weather of the year. And with that in mind, of course, it's perfectly logical to plan the Northwest Brew Cup for September. With us in the studio is Jack Harris, who now is thinking, what's our plan B?
No, this is great beer drinking weather. You know, I brought that up earlier to somebody down at an intrepid soul down at the festival drinking beer. And they said, well, what isn't beer drinking weather?
Absolutely. So,
yep, it's all full speed ahead for us. We've got 80 kegs, 39 different beers down there right now. And live music started playing about 12:30 today. The Brownsmead Flats were up there. And then we got to listen to Bonnie Bentley and the Phantom Teardrops were playing really loud music when I left. We've got tonight the Dirty Moogs will be playing. There'll be music down there all weekend long. And as far as I know, especially being the radio station, we kind of keep everyone up to date with the weather and potential storms. We can only do what we can do. So yeah. If there is a change of plans, we'll get the word to you. But as of now, it's full speed ahead.
Well, tell us a little bit about the situation there. Now, you are where is it, first of all? Where's the brew
festival? Is down at the just on the east side of the Barbie Center, which I'm just starting to figure that name out myself.
But right.
The east end of the old train station.
Right.
Down by the Maritime Museum, just a little bit east of there. We've got lots of tents up, and we're working hard to keep them up. And so there's places to stand. It's out of the rain. We've got all sorts of dozens and dozens of volunteers pouring beers and selling merchandise and checking people in and checking IDs and all that stuff. And a great amount of support from the locals to put this event on. And everyone's working hard down there. The rain isn't really slowing people down too much.
Well, I think a lot of us would agree with you that any weather is good beer drinking weather. In fact, a lot of the world's greatest beers are produced in countries that have pretty stiff weather.
Well, I think there's a theory behind that, too, that the best beers come from the worst weathered places.
From the cooler climates, yeah. So if somebody goes down, they're not going to be standing out in the rain. You actually have tents set up.
Oh, we got all sorts of tents up. I mean, I would come down there prepared for the weather, like
right.
Wear a jacket and a hat. Don't come down in shorts and a tank top, although that might be the other. It's not cold rain.
No, it's not cold rain.
But yeah, come down prepared, but we've got places, and we're hoping to get some heaters down there and some other things to make it a little more comfortable for people.
So the big issue really is not the water falling from the sky. The thing you're keeping your eye on is the prediction of winds tomorrow.
The wind. And we have a lot of tentage up there, but the great guys over at City Lumber brought us two big pallets of cinder blocks to weigh tents down with. And so we got guys down there strapping 2 and 3 cinder blocks to tent poles and trying to hold it all together. So
those guys are great.
If nothing else, it's kind of fun to watch. So come on down and have a beer and watch us hold it, keep it all together.
Even way back when the USS Missouri was in town, the guys from City Lumber were out there building benches because we had people standing in the sun who couldn't stand that long because
of
the
wind. Oh, that's great.
So
they're
great community supporters in that
way. Yeah, they're super helpful.
So, a good idea would be to go tonight.
Yes.
Because the winds haven't really picked up yet and so on, and get a designated driver, but let's see if we can reduce that keg stock a little bit.
Right. We want to put a dent into that. The trolley's running until 9 o'clock, I believe, up and down the waterfront. If you're here from out of town, you got a hotel. So we've got the trolley action going on. We get a cab, get a designated driver. But come on down tonight, and we'll see how it goes. And hopefully we'll be in there tomorrow. You know, sometimes these storms go north or south, and, we'll see what happens.
And we've had that during the past couple of weeks where the forecast has been for this, rain and all this kind of stuff. And then we have these beautiful sunny days that ensue.
Well, okay, so, I like that. There's some positive thinking.
That may be a lot to hope for tomorrow, but we're hoping for it. What about hours on the event?
Tonight we'll be open until 10 o'clock. We'll serve beer right up to about 9:30, 9:45, but I will be have music and everything until 10. Tomorrow it opens at 11. In fact, we start off tomorrow with Troll Radio Review. Live performance of the Troll down there, and That looks like it's going to be a good one. Jackson Andrews, and it looks like the house band has a champion fiddle player with them too. So, and then some more live cameo and radio. We be from the Brew Cup, so maybe even get to hear it live on the air. What's going on down there?
Absolutely, that's the plan tomorrow for KMUN to be there doing the Troll Radio from the event, and so.
Yeah, that's been a tradition for the last two or three years. Yeah. It's worked out really well to do that.
Could be a lot of fun. Yeah. Of course, we're not kidding about the designated driver because, you know, the police want to keep things safe. So when we have events like this or events like the Crab and Seafood and Wine Festival, they're out making sure that they're heading off problems before they begin. So it's a good idea to make sure that you were sober and fit to drive before you get in the car. And
yeah, just go with a plan. Don't come down and drink without a plan. Make sure you've got the whole thing lined up. You know, you can't ever count on, oh, I'm just going to have one. You want to sure that you've got someone to drive, or a taxi is a cheap way around tickets and stuff.
So there are some great things to taste. And now there's no admission, actually, to the festival.
Nope, there's no admission at all. You can come in and watch the music all afternoon, evening long for nothing. There's some good food vendors down there. We've got Fat Burger doing burgers and hot dogs. Omri's down there with his falafel cart. There's some Mexican food. And then the Baked Alaska is doing some great stuff, too, some salmon and chowder. So there's good food. We've got I wrote down a quick list here of some of the beers that I thought were especially good for windy, rainy days. But McMenamin sent the Cherry Bomb, which is a tart cherry barrel-aged stout. Huh. Mazama Brewing down in Corvallis sent a Grand Cru, which is a 10% Belgian beer. So we've got beers from Pendleton, from Camas, all over the place. Hondo's is at their first beer festival with their beer.
Yeah.
So they're local guys. So it's all good down there.
And they're going to be showing folks also how to brew beer, aren't they?
Yes, he's got a little. He's trying to get his demonstration together down there. If he can keep his sign up, he'll get his demonstration together. RJ was. We're all working hard to make it happen. So everybody does their best.
Well, I think for us locals, it's sort of our responsibility to go out there and drink some beer.
Excellent.
Because there may be fewer visitors in town because of the weather.
One of the things about this year is I know compared to years past, there are 37 different breweries with 39 different beers down there, including a couple ciders. But we have more brewery representatives in town than we ever have had. There are probably 50 different people that have come to spend the weekend in Astoria just to represent their beers and be around the festival. And so, if you went down there right now, it's mostly beer reps. But let's show them that we don't mind a little bit of rain. It does this all the time here. It's nothing new.
And there's beer and there's beer. I would have to confess that as a young man, I didn't like beer. Because all I had tasted was the stuff you get from the big brewers. Mm-hmm. And then I started tasting microbrewers. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. There's more to beer than that. And there's flavor, and there's all kinds of there's body, and there's all kinds of reasons to be intrigued in beer. And I happen to be a guy now who likes the really hoppy beers.
You know? Oh, good. Yeah,
show me hops and I'm there.
People's tastes go through periods and try different things and are interested in different things. But Dan Bartlett and I did a really good job this year curating a huge variety of lighter, darker, stronger session beers. So there ought to be something for everybody down there and stuff that we never get to try around here. It's just not available unless you drive around the state.
Sounds great, Jack.
Well, thank you, Roger.
Thanks. Jack Harris from the Fort George Brewery is a part of the Northwest Beer Cup, which is going on, Northwest Brew Cup, which is going on in Astoria this weekend. And they've got tents up, so you don't need to stand in the rain, and good food and great music, and there's no admission at all. But how does the beer thing work? If somebody's going to sample the beers,
if you're going to get beer, you will buy a glass and tokens. And so the tokens, then you go and trade your tokens for, you can get a sip or a full glass, depending on how many tokens you give them. So
great.
It's very reasonable.
Sounds like fun.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
Thanks again, Jack. And you are listening to Arts Live and Local. Carol is off on vacation, off on an adventure. This is Roger Rocca sitting in this afternoon. Very glad you are with us. And as we mentioned earlier, we are looking forward to a pretty rainy weekend and perhaps with quite a bit of wind tomorrow. But the Brew Cup is going on, and it is under tents, and they will, of course, be keeping a close eye on things. And if it gets too windy or something, they will let us know that they're going to pause for a while, and we will certainly get that word out to you. But the Northwest Brew Cup is just a great part of our fabric here in the community, and an awful lot of fun. And usually September, you know, as we were saying earlier, September normally we can count on it being some of our nicest weather of the year. And something happened this September, I don't know. Well, let's listen to a little more music now. This is someone who is going to be playing at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach on Sunday, and that'll be at 8 o'clock. And it's a group called the Defibrillators. And so here's one of their tunes. This one is called Get Your Papers.
You can use your charms, but you got a tough sell.
And that was, again, a band called the Defibrillators, and they're going to be playing Sunday night at 8 o'clock at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach. And in a moment, we're going to be talking about a different kind of music. The Consort of All Sorts is going to be performing on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Grace Episcopal Church, and they do more Baroque and Celtic kind of repertoire. So let's play a little bit of something of theirs, and then we will talk to Charlie Schweigert about the Concert of All Sorts and the concert they will be doing on Sunday. Right, that is music from the Consort of All Sorts, and they're going to be playing on Sunday. And Charlie Schweigert is here to tell us about it. Charlie, where'd the name come from, first of all? That's an intriguing name for the group.
Yes, it is kind of an odd name. It's actually from the title of a book by a Canadian author named Emily Carr. She wrote a book called The House of All Sorts, and it was a kind of a humorous account of her experiences running a rooming house in Victoria, British Columbia. And it had all kinds of strange characters. And that's when I was searching for...
Did that kind of describe your group?
Yeah, I was trying to come up with a name for the group, and I wanted something that indicated diversity and was a little bit off kilter, so this came up. And then after I decided on that, someone told me that All Sorts was the name of some sort of candy. I knew nothing about it. I grew up in the Midwest, and everybody in the West Coast seems to know about it, but I don't, apparently. It's a West Coast thing.
Yeah. So your group, I saw you, this is your second concert, right?
Yes, we had one back in April. That was our debut concert. And this is sort of following on that and adding a little in the way of early classical music. We're doing two of Haydn's London trios, mm-hmm. and some classic Baroque pieces by Telemann and Handel. And then a few Celtic tunes sung by Drew Herzig, accompanied by Alexander Myers. They'll be doing two Irish and Scottish folk songs. And the concert will be playing a tune by O'Carillon. So it's a mixture of Baroque, early classical, and Celtic. And we throw in the Celtic because these tunes have their roots in the Baroque era, and they seem to fit very well with a lot of the Baroque music.
Well, tell me a little bit about the concert itself. Now, it's grown, I think, since the first concert. You have more folks in it. Who are these characters, as you put it, who are in the concert? Are they all local musicians? Or?
Yeah, we're all local. There are 8 members altogether now, and 6 of us will be performing on Sunday. I'll be playing Baroque flute. Hannelore Morgan will be playing recorder. Donna Carson, bassoon. Judy Woodward, cello. And Drew Herzig is a baritone voice, and he also plays percussion for us. And he also has a fabulous Scottish and Irish accent, so that's not to be missed.
I have to say we were surprised at the first concert because we knew that Drew could be a city councilman, but we didn't know that he could sing, and he actually sings very well.
Yeah, he's got a great baritone voice. He'll be accompanied by Alexander Myers. And we also have a harpsichordist who plays occasionally with us. His name is Ray Lund, but he won't be there this Sunday.
All right. And the concert, there's no admission for it, right?
It's absolutely free, but we are encouraging donations. We decided to split the donations between the Grace Episcopal Church's food pantry and the new emergency shelter in Seaside. It's called the Community Outreach Emergency Shelter, and I think it just opened this year in response to a 30% increase in the homeless population in the county. So we'd like to include them in the donations. I might mention there's also a reception following the concert with refreshments. And I'd also like to put in the plug for our next concert, which will be December 13th at the Astoria Public Library. It'll be sort of a holiday-themed concert, but it'll include a lot of our Baroque favorites, plus some holiday songs. And we hope to put together a suite of Baroque Noels that were written by De La Land. So that should be interesting, too.
All right. So we're looking at Grace Episcopal Church. It will be at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. There's no admission, but contributions are welcome. And they're not contributions for the concert itself, but contributions that are going to some good causes in the area.
Yeah, we don't like to charge for our concerts at this point because we're amateur musicians, but we're all very good. But we like this kind of music to be accessible to the public, so we're doing it all for free now and just taking donations for charities.
Well, as an attendee of the first concert, I can vouch for the good. It was a very enjoyable concert. I'm sure this one will be as well. So, Charlie, thanks for having. Anything else we need to mention that we've forgotten?
Not really.
Okay.
That about covers it. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll see you on Sunday then. Thanks for coming by. And let's hear a little bit more from the consort of all sorts here as we... There we go. Thank you. All right, that is the Consort of All Sorts, and they are going to be performing on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Grace Episcopal Church. And there is no admission. They do welcome contributions, and those contributions go not to them, but to a couple of good causes around the community. So we hope you will take that in. As we already talked about, the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup is going on right now down by the riverfront near the Barbie Center, the old rail station. You don't have to stand in the rain. They do have tents up. They have lots of food, lots of entertainment, no admission at all. Obviously, you do pay a little bit when you start tasting the beers, but everything else is free, not the food, of course. You're going to pay for that as well, but should be a good time. And they planned it for this time of year because normally September is one of our most beautiful months in this area, and this year, September kind of pulled a little sneaky on us. So they're dealing with weather. If you haven't heard, you know this rain is set in if you look out the window, and they're looking for a quarter to a half inch today with highs around 60. High wind watch in effect, though, tomorrow. We're looking for quite a bit of rain, an inch to an inch and a half. Highs about 60 to 65, but here's the kicker. The winds are going to start out at about 15 to 25 and then increase from the south to 25 to 35. And now they're looking for gusts in the afternoon that may get as high as 80, which is a little nervous-making, especially if you are in tents out on the riverfront doing the Northwest Brew Cup. But they are keeping an eye on that, and they will let us know here at KMUN, KTCB, right away if there is an issue with the wind and the tents. And we, in turn, will pass that along to you. But so far, so good. And the way things have been going for the past couple of weeks, we've had predictions of rain and pestilence and plague and all kinds of things. And then we've had these beautiful, beautiful afternoons. So we're hoping that happens again tomorrow. All right. We are going to be talking now about another event that's coming up for a good cause. And this is the Grateful Hearts Gathering that's going to be at the Bob Chisholm Community Center down in Seaside. And that will be on September 28th, which is tomorrow. And we have three guests in the studio with us this afternoon to talk about that, including one who is fabled. And I can't wait to meet Lorraine Penny. I have not
fabled?
Met her.
Fabled? I don't think I've ever heard that word used to describe a person.
Oops, wait a minute here, Lorraine. I need to get your mic up so that we can hear you. And I didn't do that. There we are.
Tested.
There you are.
All right.
So you've never heard the word fabled used as applied to a person?
Not really. I'm just honored. What does it mean?
Well, it means you're fabulous.
Fabulous. I love that. How you doing?
I am doing just fine.
It's lovely to see you. Lovely to be back here in Oregon.
And with Lorraine in the studio this afternoon, we have, a couple of other folks. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi there, Roger. It's Mary Blake, and I'm a volunteer on this wonderful event that is sponsored by the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District's Foundation and a great partnership with the Astoria Co-op. So it's a real privilege to be here with you today.
Mary, great. And with Mary, we also have...
And this is Jennifer Goodenberger, and I am playing piano for who's that? I don't know who that is. For Lorraine Penny. I've been working with her, and we've been having a great time together.
This is just excellent. Knows her stuff.
Well, tell us first about the event itself. What is going to go on at the event? Now, it starts, there's dinner beforehand, starts at 6:30.
Yeah, it was an event that was there to thank people in our community for some big projects, and some of those folks didn't want to be thanked or put into the spotlight. So we thought, wow, what an opportunity to really recognize the kind and smaller acts that happen all over our community that really go unmentioned but are very intentional. So we sort of wrapped that concept around it and came up with a Grateful Hearts Gathering. spring. And we're going to be serving up organic vegetables from our community gardens. We went shopping over at the River People's Farmers Market yesterday. We have Gretchen Blissett shucking corn. I just went and checked that out. She's doing a big warm pot of soup, because one time when she was working with us, she says, Mary, if I only had soup, the comfort and the nourishment that does for a person is transformational. So when she heard about this, she jumped in and volunteered. And then we have Suzanne Ziegler doing the desserts, a French apple tart, and we have another young cook, Jennifer Visser, going to be doing paleo, gluten-free, sugar-free dessert as well. Our 4-H kids, the Dough Hooks, are doing the warm bread. So we're bringing people in to sit around the table and share food together and meals and then stories. So we are going to recognize a few people. And, you know, it's not an award kind of thing. It's just to speak to what wonderful things that they have done, rather noticed or unnoticed. So, yeah, it's going to be a fabulous. It's the first time it's ever been done. There is a modest fee. It's $20, and that's for the meal. And then this dynamite entertainment.
Well, the way you describe the meal itself sounds like it's worth the price. But then on top of that, we have Jennifer and we have Lorraine, who are going to be entertaining. So, Lorraine, I was reading your bio a little bit, and I was really kind of amazed at your background and some of the great musicians that you've performed with. Tell us a little about that?
Well, I've forgotten your name already.
Roger. Yes.
Well, Roger, many years ago, I had the chance to have a comeback from nowhere. And during that, I became a successful cabaret performer in New York and opened for Ray Charles, Dr. Billy Taylor, also Taj Mahal at the bottom line. And It was a wonderful experience to live there in the crazy city and so on, and it was just to justify the fact that I thought I had some talent, but I spent too many years previous squandering it, if you know what I mean. And so then I had my 15 minutes, lasted, I don't know, 10 years or so, something. And then I just had a little stroke. And so then the last few years I've been repairing that, and I come to be involved with the internet. I just love the modern communications. So now I got the blogs and the Twitter and all this and the whole a bunch of new friends from all over the world, and it's just so it kept me alive, and here I am, be given the chance to perform with Jennifer, which is just a privilege.
Well, can you tell us some of the kinds of things you'll be doing at the event?
Standards, which means not anybody remembers who wrote them anymore, and then a few tunes that I wrote, and blues swang. What would you say, Jennifer? How would you describe?
American songbook, a little bit.
American songbook.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun.
It'll be great fun, because there's also audience interaction. That's what I love. Have a conversation with everybody from the stage area. So we'll really be having a good time playing with folks and getting to know the crowd.
So an evening of good food, good entertainment, and a little camaraderie with your fellows.
That's right.
What else do we need to know about it?
I thought you were going to say, what could be better?
What could be better? What could be better is if we knew everything about it.
Well,
so
what
is there anything
could
else
be
we
better
need to know?
Is if we didn't have 80-degree winds. That's what could be better. So just put that in the prayer circle. Okay.
Well, Hopefully the Bob Chisholm Community Center will be able to stand up to the winds and you'll be okay.
And that Bob Chisholm Community Center is in Seaside. It's 1225 Avenue A. Their telephone number is 503-738-7393. There are still a few tickets left, so we are inviting friends to fill the house to be 100. And the last couple times that we had Lorraine in our area, it was an SRO, a standing room only. So really and truly, this is going to be an event that warms people's hearts, gets them laughing, gets them crying, gets them one with the universe, so to speak. So it's all about gratitude and coming together as a community and really celebrating the abundance and the rich experiences that we have in small local communities. So it's it will be a treat and certainly be the first one that the foundation of the Park and Recreation District will be hosting.
And again, how would someone get a hold of these one of these tickets for the
event? Can call the community center, and there'll be somebody behind the on the answering the phone all the way up till 10 o'clock this evening. There's an event there, so you can schedule your tickets and pay for them over the phone or reserve them so they'll be set aside for you. And that's 503-738-7393, or call before the event and make sure that there's some open seats. But I have a feeling that we certainly will make room for anybody who shows up. So that's at 6:30, and it'll go till just after 9 or so. So, come on out, even though it's kind of blustery, get blown right all over there, because that's some of the wonderful stuff that happens at the community center. Served as a warm gathering place quite a number of times.
I'd like to say just how wonderful it has been to work with Jennifer. She's extraordinary, and you have no idea what kind of talent you got in this area when you have musicians of her caliber, being able to entertain right in front of your face. So I really should truly come to see her working as well. Just something different. And she's just excellent.
Well, we agree. And Jennifer is not one who blows her own horn a lot, so I'm glad you're doing it for her.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I was at her opening concert of her new CD release at Grace Episcopal, and it was stunning. It was just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the
thank
poetry you. Reading and her new album. That was last weekend. Mm-hmm. So, we do have a treasure in her.
Well, thank you. And I'd just like to say how fun it's been to work with Lorraine and, you know, somebody that's a legend. How often do you get to work with a legend?
Legend.
I don't know.
Legend. Oh, that means I was prefabricated.
A fabled legend.
It's getting worse and worse about that.
All right. Mary Blake, Jennifer Goodenberger, and Lorraine Penny, all here on behalf of the Grateful Hearts Gathering, which will be held tomorrow evening at the Bob Chisholm Community Center in Seaside. Dinner at 6:30, performance at 8 p.m. And Mary, you want to give that number once again to call for tickets?
Yes, 503-738-7393.
Great. Well, mm-hmm. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you.
I'm just putting on my shoes. If you tell me to stay, I'll put them away. You know I'll come crawling to you. I ain't packing up. I'm just folding up my clothes. If you say that I'm yours, they'll go back in that drawer. Don't make it so easy to go.
make no mistake, I'm ready to break. And baby, I've done all I can. I ain't crying, no. I'm just mopping up this floor. There'll be no trace of me when I turn to leave. And I'm three words away from that door. I've been holding on for just a little too long. I've been waiting and begging and pleading and needing you to tell me that I'm not alone. So hold me like you used to.
All right, that was Cooper again with Tell Me to Stay. And you are listening to Arts Live and Local here on KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM. And as always, streaming live on the web at coastradio.org. And we might mention once again, just in case you've just joined us, that we're looking for quite a bit of rain and quite a bit of wind tomorrow. You know, the rain's already here because it's been falling on us today. We're looking for a overnight low tonight in the 50s. High today, well, let's see. Right now we've got about 59 out there. High today was right around 60. And we've got a high wind watch in effect from tomorrow morning through tomorrow evening. They're looking for winds, you know, going 15 to 25 miles an hour, then maybe up to 35. And then finally, in the afternoon, gusts that possibly could go as high as 80 miles an hour. So everyone's keeping an eye on that. And then overnight lows will be in the mid-50s. So not cold, but just wet and windy. And Sunday, of course, more rain, heaviest in the morning, continued strong winds, highs in the low 60s, overnight lows in the 50s. Well, so far this afternoon, we've learned about the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, which is taking place right now and will be throughout the weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It is at the Barbie Center, which is down on the Riverwalk. It's the old Astoria train station, is the Barbie Center. And it is in tents, so you don't have to stand out in the rain. And they have lots and lots of brews from all over the place and some great entertainment and food. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful party despite the rain. And they are keeping an eye on those winds because they are intense. So they'll be looking at that very closely tomorrow to make sure everything is safe for everyone. So figure out a designated driver or a way to get home and go out and have a good time at the Northwest Brew Cup. We also heard about the Consort of All Sorts, which is going to be giving a free concert of Baroque and Celtic music. That will be on Sunday at 3 at Grace Episcopal Church with instrumental compositions by Handel, Telemann, and Haydn, along with English and Celtic folk songs. And just now we heard about the Grateful Hearts Gathering at the Bob Chisholm Community Center in Seaside. And that's going to be tomorrow with dinner at 6:30, performance at 8 p.m. And you'll hear from Jennifer Goodenberger and from Lorraine Penny. in the entertainment department, and also some really great-sounding food at that event. Some other things going on this weekend here. Portland-based country western band Denver will be performing at the Sou'wester Lodge in Seaview on September 28th at 8 p.m. The Lodge also will be hosting a Tin Can Tourist Rally event that includes a travel trailer open house, a campfire, and more. Medicine Songs from the Pacific Northwest. This is something that will be written and performed by Brooke Dooling and Andrea Mazzarella. That takes place tomorrow evening at 7:30, or the doors open at 7:30. The performance begins at 8 p.m., and that will be at Kala at 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria. Brooke Dooling is a local herbalist and healer who has gathered a large basket full of songs from her work with local plants and the four elements. This will be her first time performing these works on stage for an audience. Mozzarella is a noted local songstress with the duo Fever Dam, and she's also a healer, has worked as a massage therapist, and is currently a yoga instructor. At this performance tomorrow night, Dooling and Mozzarella will sing the audience through what is essentially a ceremony. And between selected songs, Dooling will speak about the medicine of the plant she's singing, or tell a story about when she found the song. So that's some of the stuff that's going on this weekend. And then we had one other thing, and let's hear another number from them. There's a group called the Defibrillators who are going to be performing at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach, and that will be on Sunday at 8 p.m. And they dropped off one of their CDs, and we have it right here, so let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
All right. Again, that's a group called the Defibrillators, who will be performing on Sunday evening, 8 p.m. at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach. And you are listening to Arts Live and Local. Carol Newman is off on vacation. Roger Rocca sitting in this afternoon. I'm glad you could join us, and hope you enjoyed the show and enjoyed what we had to learn from the folks who came in. A little bit more music here to take us out. This is another group that played here not too long ago. This was Chinabe and Soul Beat Africa.
Abataka bagalana bebalima kabwe
bebalima
oh
bebalima
aha
oh oh
Abataka bagalana bebalima kabwe
bebalima
oh
bebalima
obudde batema amavuunike mu nnimiro ewa mulirwana awo mutuntu bakuŋŋaana ewa mulirwana babebbera basembera ewa mulirwana mu nnimiro babebbera basembera bayimba omutido nga bakuba mu ngalo
And one more thing to slip in here. The one-hour grant writing workshop for the Oregon Cultural Trust Funds will be held at the Liberty Theater's McTavish Room at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 1st. For information, go to KlatsipCulturalCoalition.org. This is KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillabook, 39.5, streaming live on the web at coastradio.org.